have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 164 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, we're the only podcast on the internet that has won an MTV Movie Award. That happened last night. That's right. We won for best co-hosts on the planet this year. With me tonight are two men who do not make up the best co-hosts, but they're just fill-ins for the time being.
That's some fucked up bullshit, man.
That is some bullshit, Geraldo.
You wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for me, Jer.
That's true.
And we wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for Kev.
Oh, that's untrue.
It wouldn't be this good, bad, good, bad, good, bad.
It wouldn't be this mediocre if it wasn't for us.
with our three powers combined, we form a mediocre podcast.
Yay.
Yay.
Ooh, and I form the head. Voltron.
We were area.
Yes.
I thought we were going Captain Planet kind of style, but you went full Voltron.
Hell yeah, dude. You formed like one of the legs. Just one.
So no arms.
No arms.
One leg.
And a head.
And a head.
No torso.
No torso.
Can someone please draw that up for us? Is there an artist in the crowd that can draw that up?
Rain can do that, I'm sure. She's got the skills to pay the bills.
Oh my god, can she do one of those voodoo dolls that I can't pronounce?
She has skills to pay bills, but are they the skills to draw stuff?
No, but she could make a leg head.
Doug is the asshole.
Alright, so what do we got on board today? Did you guys watch any of the, before we get into this real quick, did you guys watch the MTV Movie Awards?
No.
I watched them. I rewatched them today, about half of it. It's that award show is probably the Michael Bay of award shows. Just a lot of explosions, lots of fire, lots of spectacle. Nope. Not much there, though. Not much there.
Does Jim Carrey still show up like incognito every time, or does he still do that anymore?
No, he's past his prime, bro.
Aww.
But they gave a funny like generational award to what's her name, the chick who's Jenny McCarthy, not McCarthy,
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Oh, I guessed that.
Yeah. So they gave like a "You're Hilarious" award, like just I didn't get it. And then they gave a generational award to Will Smith, and they did show off some cool trailers, and I got to see a cool.
There were some sick ass trailers during it.
Yeah.
And I will say there are some awards that I agree with that they gave out.
Now, there was one award that was pretty badass. Ryan Reynolds won for best comedic role as a male. And they had all these Deadpools come out and do a dance and song with Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
And like there's like these Deadpools scaling down the walls, and like that shit was pretty legit.
Nice. See, I didn't watch it. I just heard that he won for best comedic like actor or whatever. So that's all. That's hilarious. And then Star Wars won for best picture of the year, which, duh. And then
Compton won.
Good.
And then they came out and said one of the guys was like, "Yeah, we'd like to thank the Academy."
That's funny.
That was such a good movie.
So. It was pretty cool. If you guys like our banter, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes and our home, our wonderful, wonderful hosts who support us, Audio Boom. You can always subscribe there and listen there on our website. And also Stitcher Radio. That's for Android devices, Windows. You can find us anywhere, really. As long as you have a podcast catcher, we're there. So you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, now including, of course, Twitch. You can watch us live every Monday night. This week, we started a little bit late. I'm sorry, everybody. The wifey was in a car accident. It was blown up to be a little bit worse than it actually was.
Yeah. That's super understating it.
She made it seem like it was Michael Bay. They got there. It was like Tommy Wiseau. Am I right?
Nice fucking pull.
Yep. That's fucking hilarious.
You can always subscribe to us on Patreon And that pays for any overhead and sends us to, of course, some Comic Cons. And soon, of course, we'll be, you know, upgrading our gear, getting some new cool stuff for the show. And so even a dollar a month goes to support that, and we appreciate mm-hmm. that. And thank you to all of our subscribers over there. Listen for after the show. We'll give you a little bit of a shout out.
And also, since we are live on Twitch, we do take donations during the show. There is a button down below on our page. And we'll put up the little donation thing up at the top of our screen right here. There it is. Boom.
I say this. So I will match anyone who puts in money tonight. Now, here's the deal.
You can say up to X amount, because Kiwi might show up and be like, boom, $500
up
my dick.
Up to $5.
Up to $5.
I say this.
Money bags.
I say this. Anytime that any one of us says something funny, you can give a dollar. Guaranteed we'll have at least $3 by the end of the show.
We're going to owe at the end of the show.
A couple quick things before we get into the show. Kevin and Mike started a wrestling podcast. We mentioned it last week. Kevin, why don't you explain a little bit about that? We'll plug you here at the top of the show.
Yeah, we're called Divas Dropkicks and Dives. It's Mike and I. You can find us on Audio Boom as well. We're in the 8-bit bits section. This week we talked about basically all of the effects of, you know, we had WrestleMania week, so we covered WrestleMania. We covered NXT's TakeOver Dallas. We covered Live Access. Mike talked about that for a while. It was a very lengthy episode, about an hour and a half in length. It's pretty awesome, but we cover a lot of stuff and the Raw afterwards.
And you got, are you going to talk about getting nachos thrown in your face or something?
That'll be tomorrow. Yeah, that'll be a fun one.
Okay, cool.
Little hint for you guys. Rhino, WWE legend, ECW legend, was in Kansas City. And we went to a wrestling event called Metro Pro Wrestling, and he wrestled. We'll talk more about it on tomorrow's podcast, or we'll show you on Wednesday's podcast.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah.
I just want to know if you guys didn't – I thought maybe you guys are going to have to change your name after they got rid of the Divas and they just went back to calling it the Women's Championship or whatever instead of the Divas.
I know, we got to come up with another D, so if anyone has any ideas, don't fucking...
We'll let the chat take that one. You guys think of any more Ds they should take?
That...
Throw some Ds on it.
That is related to wrestling, pro wrestling.
I mean, it is... Sports entertainment. I mean, they do keep them in their little pants that they wear, so...
And I remind you of that very famous gif.
Funny, you got some Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior. Yeah. He looked like he was motorboating Hogan's balls.
Let's see. Rain did not wait at all, because she's always got on the mind. She just threw out dick and dong and dildos. So
that's a whole different show right there. Rain's going to start that up. That's Rain's, another 8-bit bitch show.
That's her specialty show.
Dicks, dongs, and dildos.
My buddy Ross says, I like DDT.
I was thinking, we were actually thinking that too. Like, this would be like DDTs, drop kicks, and dives.
And so, tits.
And no tits, no.
Oh, tots.
But we're thinking about it. Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. That's actually been tossed around there, UC. Thanks for the heads up on that.
Cool.
But yeah, listen to us, help us out. If you have any questions too, wrestling related, we are all about answering emails and all that fun stuff.
They sit by their email accounts. They're like, please.
Just hitting refresh over and over.
One fucking email. God, if it will happen, please.
Yeah, we can't get Kev to read his fucking text messages ever unless it's about wrestling, and then he's glued to his goddamn phone.
That's why I always start each text message now with, Kevin, did you hear what happened in WWE this week?
Kev,
and I'll be like, I heard it all.
Did you smell what The Rock was cooking?
No. 1990.
Our show's going to be a little late tonight, Kev, because my wife was in a car accident. That's what The Rock was cooking.
And then he's like, oh man, I hope that she's okay, but what, I mean, was there really any WWE news? Or
so you're saying The Rock wasn't cooking?
So you're saying, so this is some bullshit?
Did she hit The Rock?
Was there a rock involved?
Was somebody cooking? I don't understand.
Yeah. Was she watching Fast 7 or whatever?
Wait, was she cooking on a rock while she got into the accident? Is this what's happening?
Was she smoking a rock
while cooking?
While watching The Rock?
I'm gonna watch it tomorrow. So I mean, I've already seen one of the coolest moments already. So
Kevin,
it is what it
Kevin,
is.
This Kevin, is an audio.
Realize that we're also recording a podcast where people can't read what the fuck you're responding to.
DC Twist said, "So should I spoil the pretty good Raw from tonight?" Yes. I've already seen some of the cooler stuff. Once again, we'll talk about it tomorrow. So join in.
Cool. You don't stream it.
Yeah, you don't stream it.
Join in Wednesday.
You can find it once again
yourself.
You can find it once again in the 8-bit bit section of our website. You can also find that on iTunes and all of your favorite podcasting apps, and also where else? We'll post it on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, they have their own Facebook. It's called facebook.com/DDD. 8-bit 3D.
What? No. What?
Cool. Let's do some misconnections.
Asshole.
Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section on Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. These are completely real, non-edited. We just read it. We don't make it up. We can't.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Oh, you almost fucking forgot it. I knew it.
No.
I heard that last second. Click, 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 click.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Mute your mic next time.
I was super fucking ready. Also, I want to add real quick where you say that we don't edit or make this up.
Shh.
Listen, we have a tendency of like last week's episode where Kev or
he went off the rails.
Yeah, what's his What was his name?
Velvet Jones.
He just fucking line.
I don't ever
had something to say.
I don't.
That
want
was not
him.
Real. So, most of it was about 50%.
50% of what he said was real.
There was a lot of rules.
All right, let's see. We got who we got at first. Who is this? Is this Sean? This is
it
Sean.
Sure as fuck is.
Hey,
my
Sean.
Main man's here.
Hey, Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Oh, not much, you know. Just going to the dentist and stuff this past week.
All right. Well, tell us about your experience.
Well, let's see. My misconnection this week goes to my oral hygienist. He's a male for women in the southwest suburb.
Okay.
Of the city that I'm in.
Of the southwest suburb, of course.
My body is average, as we all well know. My eye color is hazel this week.
No, it's hazel height, it looks
hazel
like.
Hazel height. What?
Yeah, your eye color is hazel height.
I'm 5'7", or 170 centimeters, in case, for whatever reason, you don't use the same measuring system as the rest of the United States. And I'm single. And I'm also 45, according to the paperwork I filled out in your office. I am posting this, and I doubt that you will read it. We used to hang out together. At one time, you had this crazy idea to clean my teeth while we were both naked. It was a really crazy week at the dentist's office. I super enjoyed it. Then I had to move out of Illinois for work. That is the state I'm in.
Spoiler alert.
And had to change my number and lost all my contacts. I moved back to Chicago. If you read my post, please email me. I really miss you. I went a couple times to your dentistry place. I didn't find you. If you read my email, please email me back.
Please.
Email me back. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
That's really,
we might have gone to the same oral
hygienist. Really sexy, man. That's real sexy.
Did she get naked with you too?
I mean, it wasn't a she, but you know, the naked part was true.
Okay.
Is there something you need to tell
us? It was really cheap dentistry, okay?
Did they also, like, check your rectum while they were at it? Listen, we're gonna clean your teeth.
It was a combo.
First,
it was,
you know, yeah, first we need you to bend
basically
up.
Dentistry, rectal exams, and barbecues.
On a real note, I went to a dentistry I didn't have money a while ago, and
this
I went
to porno start.
I went to the Baylor College of Dentistry to get my wisdom teeth removed. Yeah, that was an experience. I got them removed, but I woke up halfway through it because, you know, they're students, and they're like pulling in my at my teeth, and I'm like, and they're like, oh shit, put get them back to sleep.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to say I woke up naked in a bathtub with ice.
But that shit only cost me...
Some stitches where my liver used to be.
It only cost me $25 a tooth to get them removed. So, and then I got a couple cavities filled while I was there as well. So it worked out great.
He's smiling. There's so many missing teeth.
Yeah. It was great. I used to have a horrible set of teeth.
All right. So I'm gonna have to get in a character here.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Hold on.
Why is this happening?
It's character. Just let me be.
For those who are listening at home, he's put on what looks to be...
What the fuck?
A floppy hat.
This is an Australian hat.
Oh, god damn it.
Oh, oi, Australia. Oi, to the punk girl in Chattanooga. Mouth a woman from Chattanooga, Tennessee. You were amazing looking. You had the hair of unnatural color, and I dug it. Crazy piercings. That spell, I want to rock your world. Inked up behind belief. Tells a story I'd like to hear. And a smirk that says, come and get it. Let me find out about you. I want to see that beast. Thank you.
That's it.
With the hat goes away the accent.
You're welcome. This may be a reoccurring thing. I may have a prop every week now.
Oh man, here we go.
Rain says he sounds hearing impaired.
I don't know, but that's pretty much. If anyone's from Australia and listen to the podcast, I want you to tweet me. I know it's authentic. You're welcome.
Gonna call you a cunt.
Yeah.
From the outback.
A cunt from the outback.
Oh my god.
Ah shit. All right, Kev, your turn.
No, this is one for Velvet Jones. Oh,
fuck,
of course, baby.
Fuck Velvet.
You remember last week? Ground rules. Hey, baby, you can't stop the rock if you know what I'm saying.
All right, here we go, Velvet. Go ahead.
This one's a Walmart in Kenner. You know that toy company? Yeah. Male for women? Did I say Kenner? My body is athletic height. I'm 5'3". I'm status is single. To the older white woman in the yellow sweatsuit. Look like mustard, baby. You are the true definition of a cougar. I was the black guy behind you in line today buying cigarettes. Told you about me having to drive to Alabama today. I couldn't tell if you had a ring or not, but from what I was assuming, for your age, you had a banging body. Every time you turned around, I couldn't help but look at your ass. I doubt you see this, but figured I'd try. Conversations.
Motherfuck.
Every week.
Thanks, Velvet Jones.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thanks, Velvet.
AKA Velvet. That was the quickest one he's done.
Velvet?
Yeah.
Velvet.
And also, like, the least, like, offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job on that one. He's really cleaning up his act.
Well, I mean, after last week, I had to try because Velvet really, really took over the show.
He had a lot to say.
Mm.
When he starts talking about rules, dude, them's the rules. You know, he follows them.
Yeah, he's very strict on those rules. And he likes to explain everything. You know what? Enough about Velvet. So you guys saw the trailers this week that dropped, right? The new Suicide Squad and then the new Harry Potter.
Oh, and you're forgetting the new Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Okay, can we just for a minute just talk about Rogue One?
We'd spend a good part of this show actually just talking about the trailers we saw this week. Fuck all the other news. Just talk about
fuck
the goddamn
Batman
trailers
versus
we saw.
Superman and fuck this. I'm just going to erase these out here.
Yeah, Bats v. Seuss is in second place. No one gives a shit. Melissa McCarthy made it to number one, barely. That's it for the box office. Fuck all of it. Moving on.
Hardcore Henry got 5.1 million.
So the trailers were really cool. All right, cool. Now let's move on to the news.
Trailers. Let's start
Let's start with the Star Wars one, obviously. That one dropped first, and I watched it about five times when it hit, and I was just like, oh. For me, it shows a lot more. Okay, I can't say that. I was going to say it shows a lot more promise than The Force Awakens, but it just hit me in a different way. Like, they remixed the fucking the Dark Side Imperial March song, right? That's what it was, right? Wasn't it?
Threw in some Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, they threw in Notorious B.I.G. And those AT-ATs on the beach, like, the whole, like, the Star Destroyer, the fucking... the Death Star being made, like, all of it just rocked me to my core, and I was just like, oh fuck, we're back in that whole world. I was so excited. It was super cool.
Yeah, it was fun for a trailer that really didn't show you jack shit. Mm-hmm. It kind of laid out the plans that they're, you know, the plot of the movie. We're gonna go get the plans for the Death Star, and that's about it. Like, we learned one person's name, and that was Jyn Erso. It was not Jan Ors, everyone. So she's not the main, she's not the female character from Dark Forces.
And before you get any ideas, Daisy Ridley has come out and said that no, she is not my mother in the Star Wars universe. She said, get over it. It's not happening. Just because we have brown hair together the same does not mean she's my mother. She is not. Come up with some new rumors.
Yeah. I mean, and also, we talked about this briefly. Like, there, I mean, she could be old enough, but the chances are that she would be too old to be her mom. Because it's, you're looking at about 6 years between episodes 4 and 6 total, and then another 30 plus years between that. So there'd be a 36 year difference in their age, but Rey's like 20. So it's just, she'd be like in her like early 40s she'd be like in her 40s by the time she actually had a kid.
Yeah,
guesstimating, which is possible. People do it all the time, but
she could be playing us too. Who knows?
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't seem super likely, and then. I like the idea that maybe this is a Kyle Katarn, Jan Ors story.
God, please let it be.
And, like, I mean, they gave us a name, but she's a fucking smuggler.
Mm.
So who's to say that's actually her name? Who's to say that her name isn't Jan Ors and she's going by Jyn Erso as a cover? Or vice versa. You know what I mean?
And
who knows? We'll find out later.
They wouldn't give that away in the trailer. Like, they wouldn't give that to you on a fucking silver platter. They'd make you work for it. They're like, wait for the movie.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not going to know any of that. And again, they only gave us one person's name. Even though, like, you know, we saw Forrest Whitaker, who looks like he's a fucking bounty hunter of some sort.
And there he's seen some shit.
Yeah, and then there's that one dude, again, who was on Netflix Bloodlines. He was also in Dark Knight Rises. I forget his name off the top of my head. He's from Australia, and he'd probably shoot you for your accent.
Oh, hold on.
Nope.
Hold on.
Fucking A. Oh, fucking A.
Hey, hey, who are we talking about?
Anyways, and he's in the white Grand Admiral uniform, which is as far as I understand, this is the first time we'll see a Grand Admiral within the actual Star Wars movie universe. There was some Grand Moffs and Admirals and stuff, but never any Grand Admirals. That's like EU shit. So
they're starting to pull it in.
Yeah, that's exciting. And like, there's a very large part of me that really hopes that what we saw of him in there was just like, again, not final product, and like they're gonna tint him blue. You know what I mean? Like, this is just his face, but he actually has dots all over it, and we're going to go in and replace his face with the... They're not going to, but it'd be fun.
No.
Yeah. Dude looks awesome. Looks great. It's fun to have a movie that's like a prequel, sort of, but newer. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
not follow the Skywalkers. Like, that's great.
Well,
yeah, we'll see about that one.
Yeah.
Well, a Skywalker will make an appearance, but
it's not
his story. It's their story. He just happens to be the main nemesis in it.
Yeah. He'll be in it. So very cool stuff. Let's talk about, did you even watch it, Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? What'd you
think? Yeah, I did. I thought it was pretty cool. I don't know enough about the universe outside the movies, because I never read any of the books, so I left that to you guys for the lore and the freaking out. I thought it looked good for what it was worth. For somebody who's never read any of the books, I thought it looked great, and it looks interesting, and I have no clue what's going to happen in it. I know what timeline it takes place, and it takes place before episode 4, so I mean, I know it's going to be awesome. So like the building of the Death Star and everything.
It was really interesting to see some of the internet, which I, you know, there's always like the layer of trolls that you have to get through, but there's always people, but there were people that were like, where's Daisy Ridley? Like, are you fucking kidding me? There's
Here's the thing. My son, who watched it, his mouth dropped because he was in awe, first of all. But then his first question was, wait, I thought that, where's Rey? And I go, oh no, Colin, this is a one-off, like, it's a different movie. And I said, this is telling how they stole the Death Star plans. And then he goes, oh, and then it clicked. So I think a lot of people who aren't involved in the Star Wars thing, that's why it's huge, where the Rogue One is huge in it, and then below it says a Star Wars story. Mm-hmm. Like, it's because it's going to be tough to distance.
They're trying to branch out. Yeah. You know?
So I think it'll take a couple movies of doing this for people to realize, oh, they're doing like what Marvel's doing and putting out different mm-hmm. you know, things. So they'll catch on.
Yeah.
But there's another trailer. Let's talk about the one that is in the world of Harry Potter. It is not a new Harry Potter movie, even though they used the Harry Potter theme song, which I guess they're trying to just make it's just the universe's theme song, right? That world's theme.
I mean, it's tough, right? Like, yes?
Like, because everybody associates it with Harry Potter.
Right, you could at this point make it the world's theme song. Yes.
Right,
by branching it into an eighth movie or ninth movie, really at this point, that's not Harry Potter. Yes, but I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like going back to Star Wars, it's called the Force theme. Mm-hmm. It is what the track title is, and it's the, you know, it's the one that you hear when like Luke is looking at the two sons. It's the one that, like, it's the one that always shows up for him. Right. And it shows up in the prequel trilogy for Anakin, so people associate it with Skywalkers,
right?
But it's like, well, it's a movie about Skywalkers, like, you know, up to that point, of course you're gonna hear it for them. So when they use it in Force Awakens, people are like, oh, she's a Skywalker, that's their Skywalker theme. And you're like, no, it's not. It's the Force theme.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's where it can get confusing. People will be like, well, this is the Harry Potter theme, but where the fuck's Harry Potter?
Yeah. But trailer was... Same thing happened to me when I watched this trailer. Instantly made me just very nostalgic. And when I saw them, the same effects for teleporting, when I saw the spells, when I just everything, I had a huge smile on my face. And I'm not, you know, I haven't read the books. I'm not as big as a fan as, you know, say Doug, who reads them, you know, once every couple years, and who has tattoos and like just knows the entire universe. I don't, but I still, you know, I've watched the movies multiple times, and my son loves them. And then when we watched that, I was hit with that just nostalgic, like, holy shit, we're going back, you know, like, it's not the same, but we're still going back, and it looks like so much fun.
I hope that we get to see more creatures than we did in the trailer. You know, yeah, what I mean?
I'm sure, like, they're holding back on that, because that's the the whole premise, right?
Exactly. I mean, but like, I think we saw one, and it was like a Niffler, and it was like scooting across the floor real cute, like mm-hmm. a cute little motherfucker that it is.
Cute little motherfucker.
But you know, yeah, I mean, like, what else? But I liked that the trailer ends with him opening up the suitcase, and then he climbs in,
yeah,
like just like walks down like a flight of stairs, and then like the dude he's with is like, the fuck, and he's like, arm comes out and he's like, hey, this way, like,
yeah, come on, let's go.
So yeah, I'm that's cool.
I liked when they searched the bag in at the airport.
Yeah, and he switches it to Muggle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, clever.
That's awesome.
And you know, they name drop Albus Dumbledore, and obviously Hogwarts, because that's obviously where he went. So yeah, I liked a lot of that. It's gonna be interesting to see America's wizarding community for the first time,
because you know, the London community has that old vintage kind of look and feel, and the buildings are very unique. In America, you know, it's kind of plain. We're kind of, you know.
I don't know if I'd say plain. I would just say that the way that American society moves differently than European society, even to this day, like, I mean, obviously they've caught up like due to like modern trends and stuff, but like there's a lot of them in America, like during like the 20s, especially during like, you know, there's floppers and the jazz scene and all that stuff that was going on in the 1920s was so much different than what was going on over in London.
Yeah.
You want to know what's going on in 1920s in London, go watch Downton Abbey.
Oh, it's a very proper time. It's like
so You're tight. A wizard, Harry.
That's Kevin's review of the trailer.
Thank you, Kevin.
I don't know anything. I've seen the first Harry Potter movie. I saw the trailer for it, though, when I went to go see Batman vs. Superman. It looked cool to me. I felt if I was going to go watch that movie, I would probably have to catch up on everything first. I mean, I'm assuming this takes place after the whole story, doesn't it?
Okay. No, this is in the 1920s, bro.
This is before.
So it's like a prequel of sorts, so I don't even have to watch any of the old
stuff. No, you don't.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You do. I mean,
it's not bad.
Doug.
You should.
Doug.
You should.
Doug.
But you don't have to.
Trust me, I'm sure there'll be stuff. Heavy.
I'm sure they'll have this movie, like, in a way, well, there'll be things that you should, like, you know, as a fan of the Harry Potter series, you'll be like, like, oh my god, that's so and so from that movie. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that.
Right, right.
But I also feel that, like, they're going to have it in a way where it can stand all by itself and that you won't have to see the other eight movies before you go see this one because, I mean, some people aren't going to.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you should.
Right.
Like I said, I hear it from Debbie all the time.
Why haven't you just watched him?
Because he doesn't like fantasy stuff and he's a big baby.
Wait, so why? Like, I don't understand, like, how...
I don't like fantasy. You don't want to do it. There's magic. Like, no.
Well, that I don't understand is how you play Dark Souls and then you don't like fantasy.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's the same thing. You get spells, you have a sword, there's people fighting... There's magic everywhere. There's enemies. There's big monsters.
And also, just Harry
I will
such
bet dollars of donuts the monsters don't look the same as they do in Dark Souls.
You don't know.
You don't know because you haven't watched the movies.
You don't fucking know.
There's a girl who fucking cries a lot, and you get real scared about it, okay? And she comes out of a toilet. How about that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
So it turns into The Ring, except with a toilet and not a TV.
You don't know because you haven't watched it.
You know what? If I see a deal on the Blu-ray collection, I'll probably pick it up and then just go through it. Because I know Debbie, like I said, Debbie loves it and she wants to watch it with me. We watched the first one. I thought it was fine. I didn't have any problems with it, to be honest. I just.
Oh, dude, it hits its stride. It hits its fucking stride.
Yeah. The problem with the movie series, like the first two are the closest to the books because the books are obviously the smallest. So they have like less story to fit into a 2-hour movie. But my problem with them is they're directed by Chris Columbus, who I think is a mediocre director. He's a great family and like children's movie director, but that movie had such a scale that I don't think that he could quite capture. But the third one is directed by Alfonso Cuarón, who is a fucking phenomenal director. What,
I was looking in chat, sorry.
And that was like, I thought you were like, I don't know who Alfonso Cuarón is. He did like
I know Alfonso
Children of Men and that one about space, Gravity. Like, fucking phenomenal director. And, like, that's where the movies, I feel, really get their stride. And that's, like, everyone after that really takes, like, from his vision. And then, like, David Yates took over his directing in, like, the fifth or sixth movie. And, like, they just fucking killed it. It's so good. They're so good.
That's for sure. Okay, and the third trailer that came out is, of course, Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Whoever's editing these things needs a fucking Oscar by himself, because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We see a little bit more of Jared Leto as the Joker. Mm-hmm. We see Batman. He has gadgets. He has no guns. And the Batmobile doesn't have any guns on it. So that kind of tells you that maybe it takes place before Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. And he loses his shit and starts going for real with like the violence.
So, and he goes in to save. And can we say just a second? I know I don't want to sound like I'm like, you know, sexist or anything. And, you know, the men look great and everything. But god damn, when she changed into that outfit and became Harley Quinn from the prison scene, I about lost it. I saw instantly there was GIFs made already. And people like posted, like it was all over the place. It was like dead ass. And then... I mean, it was everywhere. Reddit was full of it. Like, look at this gif. Look at this gif. Look at this gif.
Whew. She is a very attractive woman. I like the fact that like they know it, but they also play on it where like she's pulling the shirt back down and she like realizes that everyone has stopped and like there's literally people that are like dead in their tracks, just like, oh god.
And she's like, what?
Matt.
What do you think? What? Lady?
Yeah,
like, come on.
Yeah, I would do it.
Like, yeah, I saw Wolf of Wall Street. I know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. It's a good movie. Hey, real quick, just to jump back to Harry Potter, real quick. The Blu-ray set for all eight movies is $50.
Oh wow, that's not bad.
So yeah.
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 Well, we'll
that's under. I don't even know how much that is. That's like what, six? That's $6 a movie.
What is that on Amazon?
Yep.
You know what, Doug? Though, here's the deal.
We have to wait till Friday, but yeah.
If we buy it for him, and send it to him, I know Kevin. He's gonna feel obligated to have to watch it then. At that point, he's gonna be like, "Oh fuck, these guys spent this money on me. I'm gonna have to because I'm I'm that nice of a guy."
Chewie says in the chat, he's all, Kev, it's good. I will fucking buy it.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? Guys. Hey, Jer, I don't want to necessarily have to bring this back up, but you did say at the beginning, and I don't know if Chewie heard you say it, but you did say that you would match.
Stop. I said up to $5.
Am I getting two Harry Potter box sets?
Up to $5. Up to $5.
Yeah, you can find mine on Plex for free.
Oh, that's true. Now, I'm also, I mean, and you'll be in town. I know that, you know, your wife wants to watch him with you, so I'm not going to say, hey, you should watch him while you're in town with us because we'll probably be super fucking busy. But
we got all day Thursday.
We've got all of Thursday. I'm taking Thursday off work. So we've got all of Thursday.
Oh my God, we can go out and eat three times that day.
You know I'm coming in like Friday morning, right?
Oh.
I thought you were coming in Thursday.
No, it was cheaper to come in Friday morning, so I'm coming in like early morning.
All right, well, Doug and I will go out and eat every meal.
Yeah, I've got Thursday off. Fuck it.
We're hanging out.
Yeah, Thursday, no. It may be like, I'm going to be streaming all day trying to make some fucking money. for the weekend.
Yeah, for Comic Palooza, I have Thursday and Friday off. But
you're coming in Thursday morning. Anyways, let's get back to the show. We'll talk about that later. Okay, so we'll get into a little bit of news. Director David Ayer has come out and said that the Suicide reshoots were not, you know, to make it funnier or anything like that. Here's the quote. He tweeted it. He said, "Reshoots for humor is silly. When a studio loves your movie and asks what else you want, you go for it. Hashtag more action." So that's what they're putting into the movie is more action. I mean, judging from the trailers, like, the movie's probably going to be better than Batman vs. Superman, right?
I think so.
So
absolutely. I think because they're kind of having they can do a movie, they can do anything they want, really, because in Suicide Squad, it can be a little more like, I don't want to say more like Deadpool, but you know what I mean? Like, you can be that crazy, funny. They say it's not going to be funny, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what those characters are. Batman vs. Superman, very serious story, very serious characters. You're kind of limited. And then when your director is Zack Snyder, you don't get a whole lot of, I don't know. I hope that it's true. I hope that he's right. That, like, because the studio was like, yo, we're getting phenomenal feedback from that trailer. Yeah. Here's a couple more million dollars. Go fucking have fun.
Yeah.
Like,
Let's see. We may not get a Daredevil season 3 for a while. This comes out. This is from the actor himself. I forgot his name.
Charlie Cox.
Yes. Thank you. Charlie Cox, who plays Daredevil. He says, okay, so the Defenders are shooting soon. So if you don't know what's happening, Netflix and Marvel got together and they said, okay, so we're going to shoot 4 different solo projects. You're going to get Daredevil. You're going to get Jessica Jones. You're going to get, actually 5, right? Yeah, 5. You're going to get Luke Cage. You're going to get, what are the other two?
Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Iron Fist and, right, is that just 4 then? Yeah, just 4.
It's the 4 of them, but yeah, then the Defenders is number 5.
Okay, and so then everyone's going to come together and do a superhero squad, and it's going to be called the Defenders. And so that's shooting already this year, because you're going to get Luke Cage this year, and then you're also going to get Iron Fist.
I think Jessica Jones at the end of the year, too.
But he says, here's the quote, he says, I don't know whether Daredevil would get a third season or even whether there's the show's storylines would continue in the Defenders in terms of wrapping up any storylines. Maybe they'll do that in the Defenders or maybe they won't. Obviously, everybody's begging for a season 3 because they want more of Daredevil and more Punisher and more everything. Yeah. Obviously, they left on a huge cliffhanger. And if you haven't watched it, we're not going to give it away. But it is a ginormous cliffhanger, and you're just like, what the fuck is about to happen? So they got to tell the story some way.
Yeah,
they got. Sure. They have to.
They're gonna do it. He just doesn't know because he's probably not contractually, or he's he can't say anything.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And like, but we know they're about to start to do Defenders, so he's probably It's Marvel, which is Disney, which is you can't say shit or they'll fucking kill you.
That's true.
By kill you, I mean you just won't get paid for your next six projects with them.
And by kill you, you actually all the rides at Disneyland and Disney World are built out of the bodies that they have killed.
Wow.
Yeah, like
that's a lot of people.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who've talked.
Well,
like when you're riding Dumbo. Just know that everything is human skin under there.
Riding Dumbo, huh?
Okay. If you're waiting on the Uncharted and Last of Us movies, don't expect them to come out anytime soon because they are in just limbo.
Good.
And they have been. Don't think that you need those movies when you have the games that are such high quality that you have a man, and Doug will be the man. He did this. He sat there and watched, 5 hours of cutscenes from The Last of Us? Was it five?
It was about, it was about 7 hours total.
He sat there and watched 7 hours worth of movie and was that compelled and, like, that engaged. He watched it all and was just, like, fucking phenomenal. Like, you don't need a movie after that, in my opinion.
It was the cutscenes, it was a little bit of gameplay. Because while you're playing the game and running around, there's conversations that you have with people that make sense, like for later cutscenes. So it was a lot of that. So it was like 7+ hours. And then I did watch the like 3-hour DLC of whatever that was Left Behind or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I watched like literally over like a span of like 3 days, all of The Last of Us.
It was so good too.
So awesome. Good. And then Kev bought it for me, and I haven't played it yet. But it's one of those like, oh, I'll get there.
I've watched the story. Yep. I know what's about to
happen. Yeah, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the game.
That's the thing. Naughty Dog, I mean, Amy Henning left, but Naughty Dog had such a great writing staff to where they did the movie. It felt like a movie. All of your Uncharted games, you know, because you're playing through them. Yeah. It felt, there's no need for an actual movie. I mean, they've done a great enough job with what they had.
The only way that you need to, the way you make an Uncharted movie, or even like a Last of Us movie, is you hire the voice actors, you let them do the mocap stuff, and you just make a movie?
Like or a CG like a movie?
The CG movie, yes!
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah.
We didn't need Mark Wahlberg as Drake, which was the original plan.
Hey, you call my name?
Oh, no.
You call my name, I come running, okay?
No, sorry, Mark, you go back to sleep.
Hey.
Yeah, go back to sleep, Mark.
You talking about The Last of Us? Because I'm still doing it, okay, bitch?
Oh, God.
I'm even signed on for Uncharted.
Oh, my God.
I got guns. I got moves. I'm slick, okay? I'd go boom, boom, boom.
Don't you have another Transformers movie to film?
We already let you do one comic book movie, and it was fucking terrible.
Hey, Mad Max wasn't my old day, okay?
Mad Max.
Mad Max was not that movie.
I was Mad Max once.
No, you weren't.
I was Max somewhere. Okay, gotta go. Back to Wahlburgers.
Max Payne. Max Payne. You're close.
And that wasn't a comic book.
That was a
video game. Sorry. He was talking at the same time.
You can't get a word in when he comes in.
No, and when you do get words in, they're wrong.
Yeah, you can't think. He's so dreamy. You're just like, fuck, take my dick.
Wow.
Oh, fuck, take my dick.
I offer it up as a sacrifice to you, old Marky Mark. It's a dick sacrifice.
Hashtag dick sacrifice.
Hashtag dick sacrifice.
Get that trending.
Okay, let's get into some video game news because that's why these motherfuckers are here. Oculus has run into a lot of issues with privacy concerns. We talked about it last week. Facebook is mining every single piece of data that's coming from the Oculus, and it's sending it back to Facebook to sell it off. So the United States Senator has gotten involved, and he is asking a lot of questions. And so it is not an opt-in. It's just there. Like you don't opt in. It is fully on as soon as you hit accept terms of use. Mm-hmm. It should be an opt-in because that's a lot of shit going to Facebook and a lot of data. Like, it's reading your movements. It's reading. It has full access to your computer. It's some scary shit. So if you have an Oculus, so Al Franken is a very outspoken man when it comes to technology. He wants people to be aware of your privacy, and so it is. It's crazy. Let's see here. Let's see if I can say when you first load up the VR face masks, it has you sign on a number of usual stipulations, including Oculus reserving the right to collect your user physical movements, locational data, and all activity on hosted servers. All this might be shared with Facebook according to Verbiage. And in addition to collecting information provided by consumers, Oculus automatically collects information when the consumer uses Oculus services. Information about the physical movements, dimensions, as well as location can be shared with other companies that are in the family of related companies that Oculus is a part of. God damn. And it goes on and on and on. You can read it all. There's a lot of questions that he has for why he's doing this, but it is questions that need to be answered. Mm-hmm. I don't trust a company that collects that much data, especially with that. You know, a lot of people, you know, Steam will collect data based on what you buy and all that in order to serve you better products. I trust them because they're in the business of selling you a different game. I don't trust Facebook because they're in the business of mining your data to advertisers, and they sell it off to other people. It's not in-house. It's just, it's really scary shit when you really think about it. Some people don't give a fuck, and that's fine. Like, there's a generation that's coming who is all about sharing, and they don't care. And that's fine, I guess, but they should care. I think they should anyways. So
it's just gonna be interesting because it's just the shift in generations and stuff, where like our parents and like their parents would years ago look at the amount of tattoos I have on my arms, which aren't that many, mm-hmm. you know, but they'd be like, well, that kid's a fuck up. Like, that kid, you know, that dude used to be in prison. You know what I mean? Like, there's mm-hmm. that they don't agree with what we're doing. And so I feel like we're a part of that next generation that's like, oh, you got to keep stuff private. Like, you can't take dick pics and send that shit out. Like, you're not going to get a job one day because of that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like within the next, like, 10, 15 years, like, you know, like, companies will Facebook you now to see what you're up to on Facebook and stuff. At some point, that's just not going to matter anymore. Just, like, it doesn't matter that I have tattoos on my arms. And like places can't use, like, that to discriminate against hiring and stuff anymore. Because
and more companies, because of how open Apple has been and all these forward-moving companies, now you can display them and it's okay.
I'm allowed to show my tattoos. I mean, like, I've, you know, I got this one that's right on my fucking, like, forearm.
Costco has dropped their policy against tattoos needing to be covered up. There's a lot of Fortune 500 companies that don't care anymore. So it's, mm-hmm. it's, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm just, point being, like, yeah, I think that we're going to be a part of, like, an older generation that's, like, you know, again, yeah, mm-hmm. like, you don't need to share everything, and people in the next generation is going to be like, yeah, no, doesn't fucking matter. That shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Let's see. Quantum Break is the biggest selling new Microsoft Studios IP this generation.
Well deserved too. I'm digging it.
Except for if you're on the fucking PC.
Yeah, I haven't got my PC copy yet. They still haven't sent the codes. Well, they said Microsoft fucked up, and they said they're sending the codes out in waves from 7 to 10 days.
Jesus.
Still haven't seen it. It's about to be day 8.
That is the smallest, that is the teeniest little first world problem for you, because the Universal Windows platform is a fucking joke.
Yes.
And it is here to, once again, how do they promote this shit and say this is not Windows Live again, guys. This is so much better. It's bullshit, because you can't run dual cards. You can't even run 60 frames per second on a 60 hertz monitor. If you're using a Titan X, there's a frame rate matching. Oh my God. This whole shit is unbelievable.
He's getting so worked up. He's yelling at clouds again.
Well, this was the game that was supposed to push their Windows gaming, whatever you want to fucking call it, like, out. And, you know, because they've said several times, like, oh man, we love Steam, we don't have a problem with Steam. And so they have this game, which is going to be like a Windows exclusive, on, like, or whatever, Windows Store exclusive, and then it sucks and you can't fucking run it correctly, like, come the fuck on, guys.
There's no advanced game. This is the same thing that happened with Tomb Raider. It's the same thing that happened with Gears of War. Like, anything that is directly sold in the UWP is complete shit. There's frame rate issues. There's lockups. There are no advanced menus. There's no back to. There's no exit button from this game. There is just shit that is wrong. And I understand when you're launching a platform that there's things to work out, but you really need to test this shit before you release three major releases, like AAA titles, on your goddamn platform. And then have it exclusive. Like, at least while you're working this shit out, be like, hey guys, at Steam, like, we'll, you know, sell it on your Steam platform because we're fucking up right now. You know? So I have a big problem with that, and that sucks. If you are a Final Fantasy fan, you will be getting Final Fantasy VII, the remake, the redo, the awesomeness, and you can expect, you know, it's going to be episodic, so they're going to tell it in episodes. But the good news is that they are going to be the size of a full Final Fantasy game, each episode.
And by that, they mean, like, Final Fantasy on NES, so you can finish them in, like, 2 to 3 hours?
40 hours.
I find that really hard to believe, but I mean, if it does, that'll be amazing. But that seems a little far-fetched.
Well, you are having three or four different companies make each episode, and if they're making it at the same time and you give them the same amount of time, you're essentially just developing three or four games fully, and so it is possible. I mean, but hey, I don't know, we'll see.
That's a good mentality to have, Jeremy. I mean, I'm hyped for it. I mean, ever since they announced it at E3 last year, I don't think I've not smiled when it's been brought up. But it's just, we'll have to literally wait and see. Because they even said when they announced it, they're like, look, we're doing this, but we're doing this from scratch, and we're just starting now. So it's going to be a while.
The only problem I have with this is that they are taking a different approach to everything. And they're supposed to be remaking this story, but then the director comes out and says this week that nothing is off limits to change. And I'm like, really? Like, I don't know. I think the story needs to stay the same. I know that you're going to tell it from different perspectives, but there was something like if there are some things that are changed, like, I believe that when they say nothing, I think the death scene, spoilers. If you don't do that the right way, you're going to, internet's going to explode on your ass.
It's going to be like an iPhone thing where it's going to be right before the death scene. Would you like to see more? Check out the next episode.
Yeah.
Pay $3.99 to unlock it.
Would you like to see this death scene? $4.99. Yeah. Would you like to unlock Cloud's Buster Sword? $4.99. Would you like it colored black?
Would you like this character who died originally to live? Please insert $5.
What if they did one of those story branches where it's like pick your own adventure, but in order to pick the adventure that wasn't original, you had to pay money? So it's like, would you like her to die or would you like her to live? If you choose live, please deposit $4.99.
Right. A representative from Square Enix will get a hold of you in the next 3 days with a download code.
Oh, shit.
I just remember Final Fantasy XI back in the day. If you wanted to cancel your subscription with them, it was their first MMO, you had to call them to cancel it, and they never picked up their phone. So it was, like, impossible to cancel. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if they tried pulling that shit. I bet they still do.
It's crazy.
Ryan in the chat says, don't give them ideas, guys.
I know.
Square Enix, we know you're listening.
We do give Hollywood a lot of ideas, and, you know, we shouldn't start giving the fucking game companies ideas either.
No. Here's an idea. Make better games.
Oh. Mic drop.
Okay, so.
Don't get me wrong, there are some great games out there, but I mean, like, as a whole, when there's, like, you know, 30 games that come out every month, like, you know, you've got, like, one winner.
Yeah. A lot of horses in the race.
Speaking of winners and esports leagues.
Yep.
What?
Good segue, right guys?
Yeah. Well, did you guys see that shit on ESPN2?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it happen. I saw the article you linked me to earlier.
Fucking douchebags, man. Like, I can't believe that in 2016 that we're still being called nerds and like shit like is getting talked down on, and like video games are like, oh, these fucking idiots, these nerds.
Yeah. I feel like we should preface what's going on. This past weekend in Seattle, Washington, was a Heroes of the Dorm tournament, which is where they played Heroes of the Storm
by Blizzard. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, by Blizzard. And it was this huge, huge esport tournament going on at the same time as Emerald City Comic Con. I don't know how much of a tie-in they did with those two. Like, how, man, holy shit, what if you were there for both? But it was a huge deal. I have a friend who works at Blizzard, and he was a part of the team that developed and put on that event.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, and so he was posting about it all weekend, and he was there, and he was working it, and, you know, it was awesome. And he's the one who actually shared that article earlier and was just like, lol, and then just like a bunch of salt cans. And yeah, so it's this article from, you know, it's a nerdy website, and they're posting, and it's just a collection of tweets from people last night or Sunday night. Right, I guess that was last night, huh? Was it Sunday or Saturday night? Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever night it was on ESPN2, and they were showing, you know, it was the tournament, it was esports on ESPN2, and all these fucking dude bros just pitching fits that there are people watching video games on TV. And it's just so funny because of the irony that it's a bunch of dude bros sitting on their couch watching people playing football is okay, but somehow dudes watching people play video games is nerdy and lame and stupid. It's like, bro, you're not fucking doing anything either. You're just sitting on your fucking ass watching someone else play a sport. What's the fuck's the difference?
Here's the thing, too. If you are one of these people that talk shit to, quote, nerds, geeks, and all that for their love of video games, and you play fantasy football or fantasy baseball or something like that, that's Dungeons and Dragons for jocks. There is no fucking way you can call someone out for being a nerd or a geek and still like that shit, because there would be no fucking fantasy football, no fantasy shit without Dungeons and Dragons and without geeks making shit like that.
Well, the problem there's this guy at my work, and he finds out that me and this other guy are talking about pops. And we're talking about collecting pop figures and how cool they are and like which ones we need. And then he starts making fun of us. And he's like, oh yeah, I can't wait to get the latest Jurassic Park pops. Did you guys see that? Oh my god, they had a release party and everything, blah, blah. And he's being really serious. And I'm not making fun of anybody who serves. I'm very thankful for people who serve. This is just, but he's a Marine who's very hardcore and like, you know, very bro. And so I have a huge problem with it. I'm just like, are you serious right now? Like, we're in 2016 where our entire pop culture is pushed forward by comic book characters. Like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, you still have this 1990s mentality of like, oh, bro, yeah, let's fucking rip it up. Yeah.
That's, and we've talked about it before, all the various TV shows and stuff that still perpetuate like that sort of, I mean, like on Big Bang Theory, which is a show about nerds, there's still like characters like Penny's ex-boyfriends and stuff who are the same way, that are just like fucking jock. Like, and so I think, like, you know, there's still an aspect of the media, and I think what it is it's older white dudes who aren't like that nerdy, but like do like fantasy football and stuff, and so they write TV based on these notions from like the 80s, like, you know, where they're like, well, man, yeah, no, we like the nerds series, or King of the Nerds, whatever the fuck that show was. Revenge of the Nerds, thank you. You know, like, they like, you know, but, you know, we're like the jocks, like, you know, it's still, you're still picked on for being a nerd or what. I don't know. It's just, they write TV terribly. Like, they write that being a nerd is something to be ashamed of, or that it's a thing to point out at somebody. Like,
I think it's a culture they don't understand, and they get nervous, and they're scared of it. You know, like, people are, you know, if they're scared of things they don't understand, and instead of trying to understand or like trying to fit in or have a conversation about it, it's easier to just like throw fucking rocks at it.
Well, and again, like I said, I think that they come from an era essentially where it was absolutely okay to pick on nerds, and then it wasn't cool, it wasn't okay, and or to like video games or comic books or superheroes or anything like that. and like that, or fantasy shows or Dungeons and Dragons, like any of that stuff. Like, it was not cool. And so they write their TV shows and they, and whatever, and then, and like that's how they display nerds, is that it's still not okay, it's still not cool, it's still not the norm, even though Star Wars is the number one grossing movie of all fucking time. You know what I mean? Like,
it's crazy.
Get the fuck out of here. It's just, I don't know. That's my big problem. That's why I think that those tweets and stuff in that article were so funny. Because it's just, like, just a bunch of butthurt bros that were so mad that there wasn't basketball on ESPN2.
Bro, you guys have ESPN 1, 6, 7, 12, and 14.
The Ocho.
Yeah,
the Ocho.
You have the Ocho.
Yeah, you have it. And exactly. You have ESPN.
All we did was
7
all we
for
had,
like 365 days a year. Yeah. One night of some guys.
We took 2 hours.
Yeah, some college kids playing video games and making fucking more money than you're going to make in a whole goddamn year in a single night playing a video game. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely nerdophobia.
Yeah. Nerdophobia. Hashtag nerdophobia.
Yep.
And that is, that brings me up to the other thing, is that Twitch is creating a new esports league. Like, everybody's getting into this, man. Like, it's really crazy that how many esports leagues are coming up, and it's going to be interesting to see. Like, it's almost like, if you are a football fan, you know this. It's very interesting to see how it's going to work out, because these are the kind of the related. It's the early days of the NFL. Where you had the NFC and you had the AFC, or however it was called before, but you had these two separate leagues that actually came together to form the NFL. And so it's going to be interesting to see which ones die off, which ones merge, which one becomes the actual esports league, because that's what it is right now. All these companies are trying to form the NFL of video games, and they want to be the biggest player with the most views. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch and to play out, and I can't wait to see who comes out on top. And it'll be really interesting. So, very cool. Last story of the night before we leave you. I know it's sad we're going. It's gonna be tough. But Rock Band 4 crowdfunding has failed. They tried to raise $1.5 million for a PC version of the game. They got to $792,000, not enough, and goodbye. It's kind of sad that we're at the end of the plastic guitar era.
We talked about this last week,
so we won't spend too much time on it, but goodbye. Goodbye guitars.
I mean, it was fun while it had its time, and you know what, it might still be fun to break out at parties, but yeah, that ship has sailed, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, folks, that's our show for this week. I hope that you enjoyed it. I know that we did. And we'll be back next week to bring you some more goodness. But until then, I am Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
If you got a power drill, make sure you build a home.